One V2 landed less than 100 yards from Von Braun on one occasion, but didn't injure him. Another time, later in the V2 program, Von Braun's life was endangered when a Gestapo agent reported having heard him say that he was more interested in space exploration than in the destructive potential of the V2. Heinrich Himmler decided Von Braun should be executed, and Dornberger, by this time a general, had to plead with Himmler that his chief of engineering was irreplaceable. The first assault of Hitler's new terror weapons was the discharge of 8,070 V1s, or pilotless buzz bombs, toward London. Since the bombs were relatively slow, 360 miles per hour, more than half were shot down. But they did knock out more than 75,000 dwellings, kill 5,864 people, and seriously injure 17,197 more. In September 1944, the V-2s were ready to fire. In a warm-up run, two V-2s were fired at Paris on September 6th. One hit the city and one fell short. On September 8th, the V-2 attack on London began. Two V-2s were fired at London from a mobile launch battery near The Hague on the Dutch North Sea coast. London was nearly 200 miles away, but both missiles landed and exploded in the city. The first one killed three people and seriously injured 10 more. The second knocked down some sheds but hurt no one. In the next 10 days, 26 V-2s landed in England or just off the English shore. Half of these 26 hit within the London boundaries. For the next 7 months, 1,000 V-2s landed in England, killing some 2,000 people, seriously injuring 6,000 more. In the closing months of the war, the Germans fired 2,100 more V-2s at Antwerp Harbor, trying to interdict the use of that Belgian port that was so important a supply source for our armies pushing eastward across Europe. I haven't yet run across any statistics about the dead and injured in Antwerp, but it's safe to assume that if, as Dornberger writes, 1,500 V-2s were launched at England and 1,015 landed, killing 2,727 people, and seriously injuring 6,467 more, then probably those casualties were exceeded.